Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
It came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane.
Anybody in your house? Come on out. We got a
rescue workers near Tampa, Florida, helping folks who decided to ride out the storm. Helene, now already weakened to a tropical storm affecting Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana. I mean, this thing is huge. ABC News national correspondent Jim Ryan is live with us. He's been tracking this fast-moving storm. Morning, Jim.
Good morning. Yeah, the video you were playing there, the audio from that, the firefighters in the boat calling to people. They were rowing past or motoring past a house that was fully engulfed in flames, sitting there in the floodwaters. So they were carrying out their water rescues. They found this house on fire. They found cars on fire. It's some real chaos going on in that part of the state. That's down in Pasco County, not too far from Tampa. The storm made landfall well to the north of there, hundreds of miles from there, up the coast in the Big Bend region there near the community of Perry. And if that sounds familiar, it's because last year, Hurricane Idalia struck almost in exactly the same spot. This storm is going to set records already. In fact, it's in the history books.
Talking with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, he has been tracking the storm overnight. Jim, I'm just so impressed with how these outer bands are going all the way into the southern Midwest right now. So a lot of states are, granted, it's no longer a hurricane, but they're going to get a lot of rain.
Well, they are, yes, and they're going to get some of the ancillary effects of a hurricane as well, including tornadoes. In fact, at least two of the six fatalities that we have recorded from this hurricane were in Georgia and came from tornadoes. So, it's the flooding, it's the wind, the dying wind, but also the tornadoes that are being spun off of this big storm. Now, of course, the majority of fatalities and the casualties come after the storm has gone through. People have accidents involving generators. You know, their people are electrocuted. So the faster the power can be restored, the less risk you have of that kind of injury or fatality. Right now, there are nearly 2 million power outages. That's homes and businesses in the entire Southeast.
Difficult days ahead for much of the Southeast part of our country. ABC's Jim Ryan. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
The northernmost bands are reaching Lafayette in Indiana, Champaign in Illinois. I mean, this thing is moving. It's hauling.
Yeah, really quick, right? I mean,
made landfall last night.
All the way up this far north. And again, that does not appear that we will be affected by any of these outer bands. That's not without precedent here in Wisconsin. You've seen that from time to time. We'll catch a little bit of rain, but doesn't look like we're going to get any from this one. 6:15.